chains will be broken in the name of Jesus in people's lives. Lord, today, I pray that they'll be set free. I pray that healing will come in the name of Jesus as I preach the word. Lord, I pray that people's lives will turn around in the name of Jesus this morning. Well, in Ecclesiastes, the first verse says, to everything there is a season. And the title of my message today is that your season is about to change. Your season is about to change. That's exciting. You know, in life, we go through, in the natural, a lot of seasons in our life. We live in Canada. There's a picture there. We have four seasons. We have wintertime. We have spring. We have summer. We have fall. And everybody has their times of the season they love. Some people love it hot in the summer. And there's people that love it cold in the winter. And there's other people that like the coolness of the fall to walk around and look at the trees that fall. You know, in the springtime, it's nice when the snow starts to melt and the grass starts to grow. But, you know, there's seasons in our natural world. And we all have our liking to seasons. And seasons we like and we don't like. You know, even some countries don't even have a lot of four seasons like us. They have it either hot or hotter. Maybe I should say it like that. You know, their winter is, what, 70 degrees? I'm still on the old system. But to me, that's warm. 70 is plenty warm. But there's lots of people like it in the hundreds. But we all go through seasons in our life. And I think this message was a God-given message this morning that I really felt the Lord laid on my heart. And all my notes just shrunk down, and I don't know why. Have you ever had that? You write something, and then it just shrinks? Well, it shrinks. It doesn't really matter, because I'm going to come down and talk to you folks, because the first message, I didn't use my notes anyhow. I just allowed the Holy Spirit to speak through me. And I knew the notes okay, but I allowed the Holy Spirit to. But, you know, we go through these seasons. So let's talk about the seasons and how God wants to change the season in your life. And we can go through rough seasons, seasons that we don't think are great. And this message was spurred from me going through a season. And a lot of people here probably don't know it if you're a new visitor, but I've been sick for about 6 months. And I've really had the challenge. And I've been really sick. I want to say the sickest I've ever been in the history of my life. And, you know, I went through this season. And I actually planned on speaking this message a few months ago, and I just couldn't speak it. Pastor Ken had to speak that morning. I just, it was just way beyond me. And when you go from a person that is driven, you work, and you're used to all this stuff, and then you're stuck in bed, you can't breathe. You know, I don't mind telling you, I won't tell you everything, but what happened was I got mold in my lungs. And it messed me up. And you know, your allergen levels are supposed to be 240 in your body, and mine were 1,600. And it drove my sugar up. And you know, I was going through a season, just like Job. And so while I was sick, I kept reading the story of Job and listening to it and thinking, wow, there's some parallels here in my life. But there was good news at the end of the book. But, you know, we go through seasons in our life. And, you know, the enemy can come in and attack. You know, sometimes we just need to determine where it's coming from. Sometimes God uses the circumstances to strengthen us. Okay? He allows some things. But I do believe the root of it all is the enemy. And that's what happened with Job. You know, God and Satan were having a conversation. And Satan told God, oh, you know, the only reason why he's serving you is because you got a hedge around him. You're protecting him. But you take that hedge down and you let me go at him and he'll curse you. But we go through seasons. Seasons. You know, and so Job, as I was reading and as I was pondering and going through that, you know, if you ever studied his life, this man was a wealthy man. He had 7,000 sheep. He had 500 donkeys, 3,000 camels. He had 500 teams of oxen. I just get amazed at that. 500 teams, that's like 500 tractors on your farm. Team oxens. They were hauling plows. They were hauling wagons and equipment. You think of the massive farm that this guy had. He was one of the wealthiest in the nation. Or maybe he was the wealthiest. You know, when you think about it, 7,000 sheep's a lot of sheep back in those days. You know, 500 team of oxen. And what happened? One day, his world all started to crumble. Just in one day. They came in and they stole his oxen and his donkeys. They killed his sheep. They plundered him. And then before the end of the day, he gets word that a hurricane strikes. I'm calling it a hurricane. It says wind. And it wipes out the house his whole family's in. And all of his kids are killed. That'll test where you are. What do you do when that takes place in your life? For us, we get one phone call from the doctor and says, you're sick with a terminal illness. What do you do when your wife says after 30 years she's going to leave you? What do you do after 40 years you're let go from your job or 20 years from your job? You see, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. We're not immune from that. We're living this every day. We're all going through things. My challenges of being sick might not be the same as yours, but you may be dealing with something with your child. Maybe your child's left and living on the streets. Maybe you're losing your home. Maybe the doctors give you no hope. What do you do? Job, he lost everything. Everything. But you know, he knew who his source was. He knew who was in control of the situation. He didn't curse God. He didn't talk bad about God. No. He didn't. What did he say? He went out and shaved his head. I didn't do that. Got a haircut. But Job went out, he shaved his head. He said, naked I come into this world, and naked I leave. He said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. And he says, blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you bless the Lord despite of what it looks like around you? Can you worship God in the midst of your season of despair? In your season of sickness? Can you bless God in the middle of it? I'm telling you, if you can get to that place and bless God in the middle of your season, things will change. You know, when I was so sick, I didn't even have the energy to read. But I knew God was on my side. I knew he was right beside me in the boat. And I'd put on a preaching message and I'd listen to some preacher that was right full of faith, just screaming. And I didn't, there's times I turned it off because I didn't want to hear it. And then I'd put on some word and listen to my Bible. In my despair, in my trouble. But you know, I knew who my source was. I knew who was in control of all things. His name is Jesus, and he is in control of everything in your life. And when you think it isn't, he is. He's guiding the situation. He's working your pathway out. That's who's in control. That's the God we serve. And you know, sometimes we're in these situations and we think it's going to get better and it gets worse. Job, he lost everything. And then what happens? He gets plagued with sickness. He gets boils from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Think about that. Boils. Anybody ever have boil? Probably just like a big massive pimple. But he had them all over his body. And he was in pain. But he still wouldn't curse God. His wife wanted him to. But he wouldn't. He still was in control of who his maker was. He still knew it was Jesus. You know, how many times do we look at the problem and not the source? You see, that's the key. When we're going through things, we look to the source. The Savior is our source. His name's Jesus, if you don't know that. He's the one that heals the sick. He's the one that sets the captives free. He's the one that opens blinded eyes. He turns water into wine. He's the one. He's the one that makes a way when there's no way. He's the one that gets you to the other side of the lake. When the storms are blowing and tossing things side to side, he's the one that does that. He's the one right in the boat with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I think about that, it encourages me every time. I was laying there, I'd be sick, but I knew that Jesus was right with me. I may not have the strength, but I knew that he was my strong tower. And the righteous run into it. I knew he was there no matter what. I may not have the strength, but he's got the strength when I'm weak. And he'll make you strong when you don't think you can do it. He'll come in like a flood and raise up. That's the God we serve. You see, your season's about to change. If you'll grab hold of this, your season's about to change. When you realize that he's with you in the midst of all that, praise God. It'll encourage you. You'll know your season's about to change. That makes me want to shout. That makes me want to dance. When you're living in a place that there's no hope and then you find there is hope, you should be shouting about it. You should be praising. You should bless the name of the Lord like Job did, no matter what. He blessed him. Bless God, no matter what takes place. I don't even know where I am in my message. I know I'm halfway through. God's got half more for you. But you know what? God has you here for this divine purpose, to hear this prophetic word. I don't usually use the word prophetic very lightly, but I believe this word is for everybody here in this midst. We're all going through life. We all got crap going on in our life. We got challenges. We got obstacles. It doesn't matter if it's your grandkids or your son or your daughter or your job or whatever. We're all going through things. But we need to know that our season is about to change. God's about to change your season. That season of addiction, God can change that. That season of depression, God can change that. There was a man in the Bible that was possessed by the devil. And they had a hard time keeping him bound up because he would take fits and cut himself. But you know, when Jesus met him face to face, he set him free. You see, who the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm telling you, when Jesus shows up on the scene, he changes things. It's like in the wintertime when the sun comes out and the power of the heat and it begins to thaw the snow on the ground. The sun's got power. Well, the Son of Christ, the Son of God, has power. Yes. There's power in the name of Jesus. And the power of Jesus can change your situation. Every season can change. If you're here today without hope, you want to start getting some hope. Because Jesus knows who you are. He knows every hair on your head. He knows your name. He knows where you live. You may not think so, but he does, and the word says that. And he'll be there for you if you'll just embrace him in those seasons of change. He'll make a difference in your life. That's who we serve today. Change is about to happen. Change is about to happen in our church. We're full, but we're going to be twice as full. We feel the power of God and the presence of God, but we're going to feel twice that. You see, because the end of the story goes that, how long have I been? I'm trying to keep myself in that short time frame so y'all are happy and get home early. But in the story ends like this. Job, he prays for, and here's something you got to think about. In the middle of his despair, he prays for his friends. He took his eyes off his own situation too. You ever notice? We get our eyes on our own situation, and we forget about people around us that have situations. You know, if you get your eyes off of your situation, and you begin to pray for the people that need you, I'm telling you, there's going to be a miracle come to you. Because that's what Job, he started doing that. He started to pray, and what happens? He got double. He got double back. He got double back. He got 1,000 team instead of 500. His business doubled overnight. Holy smokes, if we could get hooked into the power of God and to have our bank account double overnight, we probably would get up and shout. We probably get excited. But everything that was taken from him was doubled. That's what the word says. He restored it double. He got a double blessing. How many people here want a double blessing in their life? He restored their animals and their workers. He restored the children that were taken away. They got it again. Hallelujah. I want a double portion of his anointing. Some people might want a new Cadillac, but I don't want that. I want a double portion of his anointing. I want a double portion of his spirit in my life. I want a double portion of his power in my life. Lord, that we can change the world. You see, if we take that mentality and want that double portion of him, I'm telling you, we can be winners. Everyone here can be soul winners. You see, when they are full of power. You see, when Jesus shows up, things change. You see, that little woman with the issue of blood, she had been sick her whole life. She was in this period of time, this season of sickness, and nothing was changing. But you see, one day, Jesus was passing by. And she found that out, and she said, if I can just touch his garment. I'm telling you, if I can just touch his garment, I'll be made whole. And what did she do? She reached out. She didn't touch him on the shoulder because there was a crowd. She just touched his coat as he was going by. And hallelujah, what took place? A miracle took place because she touched Jesus. She was healed instantly. Her season changed because Jesus showed up. That'll take place in your life. Don't give up in the middle of that. Look to the source, not to the problem. Look to the source. Your season is about to change. Your season is about to change. Your season about to change. The season of depression in this house is beginning to leave right now in the name of Jesus. This season of sickness that's in this house right now is going to leave in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. These marriages that need to be restored, the season's changing right now. The Holy Spirit's going to make some changes in some life. I feel it here. The season is changing. Hallelujah. God's going to do some work in some families. Put some things back together. Deliver some people from their addictions. Your season is about to change. Look at your neighbor and say that. Your season is about to change. Say this again. Say, Jesus is about to change your situation. You see, a lot of things change in this world, but God's word never changes. The word says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So don't give up on God. He won't give up on you. That's what happens to too many of us. We give up on God too soon. Let's all stand. I'm going to just pray for everybody. And then after, if you want to stay for special prayer, we'll pray for you. But you know, you might be here today too, and you might not know Jesus is your Savior. You might not have ever experienced what I've been talking about this Jesus that can change your season and make a difference. If you're here today, let's all bow our heads. If you're here today and you need a change in your season, just lift your hands. Thank you. Yes, we see that. We see that. You know, Jesus can change that. You know, if you've never made him your personal Savior, today's the day. If you want to turn around in your life, Jesus will change your life today. He'll wash you. He'll take the junk out of your life, and he'll make you new again. He'll forgive you for your wrongs, and he'll make a difference in your life. Let's just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray over every individual in this place, Lord. We bind up the spirit of the enemy that would try to come against everybody with the spirit of depression. In the name of Jesus, we bind those chains and we break them in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, right now that you'll release that in the name of Jesus. Freedom in the name of Jesus to them, just like you did in the first service. Lord, I pray you'll release some of that. Lord, I pray you'll heal those that need to be healed in the name of Jesus. I pray you'll set the captive free. Lord, for where the Son is, we're free indeed. And those that need to know you as your Savior, Lord, I just pray that they'll accept you into your heart, into their heart today, Lord. I just pray that you'll do a work in their life, Lord. We ask these things in your name, Jesus. Amen. Your season is about to change. Don't forget that this week. Your season is about to change. He's on your side. He's our hope. He's our future.